And that is 10:15, which can only mean one thing. It's time for Wayne's 4x2. Need some entertainment this weekend, but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services. Don't know what our albums to listen to. You're just kind of stuck in a musical rut. Well, fear not. Wayne Massingham is here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. Wayne, it's Wayne's 4x2. You're the man. What have you got for us this week, Wayne? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Cameron. Yeah, no, I've hopefully got some good recommendations and a very, very exciting film I'm happy to talk about.
I'm excited to hear this film, Wayne, so why don't you start us off with that one?
Yeah, for sure. So let's go with the film that opened in widely last week. It's 28 Years Later, the new film from, well, written by Alex Garland, directed by Danny Boyle. The team is back after
back
many years. What's that?
The boys are back in town, Wayne.
They definitely are, and they've come in with a hit. It's hitting with critics and audiences, so everyone seems to be very happy about it, and I thought it was just rather, rather excellent. If you're not familiar with this, this is sort of the third installment of the 28 series, the, I guess, horror, sci-fi, Walking Dead type thing. Initially, years ago, we had 28 Days Later, and then 28 Weeks Later. So this is obviously, well, in since then, 28 years later, basically starts off in London with a rage virus. It was escaped from experimenting on chimpanzees. It's got into the population and basically turns everyone into the infected, which is not technically zombies because they still are alive, but they're infected and they basically just go around on killing sprees. So here we are, 28 years later. Europe has managed to fight off the virus, but the UK is an absolute wasteland. But off the coast of the UK, there's a very small island, and they've managed to lead a very simple but healthy life, keeping any infected at bay. It's joined to the mainland by a causeway, which goes under at high tide, and they lead, as I said, a very bucolic, lovely lifestyle, but they send their little young lads off to the island to kill some infected, I guess, to prepare if the infected ever invade their small island, get them used to that way of life. So on this island, we have Aaron Taylor-Johnson playing Jamie and Jodie Comer playing Ilsa, his wife. She's got a terminal illness. We're not quite sure what it is. Obviously, they don't have modern medicine now. But Jamie and his young son, Spike, played wonderfully by Alfie Williams, who was an absolute revelation, go on to the UK, to the mainland, and encounter the infected. There's quite a bit of killing spree, but a successful mission. He gets an understanding of the dangers out there. They come back to the island, but he learns of a mysterious doctor that lives on the island, Ian Kelson, who's played wonderfully by Ralph Fiennes. And he has an idea of taking his sick mother, trying to find the doctor to hopefully maybe get a cure. So that's the essence of the story. It's a story of survival. It's just wonderfully made and filmed. It basically, apparently a lot of it was shot on an iPhone 15, which is very remarkable, the way they filmed it. It looks incredible. There's an amazing score by British group Young Fathers. Most of it was filmed in the northeast of England. And yeah, just it's thrilling. It's but the thing that surprised me the most about it is how moving it is. There's scenes in the last third that are very moving, very emotional. So it does well. It has the action thriller covered, and also has the emotional core covered. And performances are great. Comer is fantastic. As I mentioned, Alfie Williams as young Spike is fantastic, and Ralph Fiennes yet again shines as the mysterious Dr. Kelson. So if you like big screen epics that with a lot of heart and a lot of emotion, really recommend 28 Years Later.
I'll be honest with you, Wayne, I didn't expect you to be seeing 28 Years Later. I didn't think it would, the horror genre was right up your alley, but obviously films like this that are really, I suppose, critically acclaimed are right up your alley, I guess, as well. So maybe they're,
yeah.
Maybe I assume too much of you, Wayne, I think.
No, that's okay. Well, I'm not really a horror fan, but I don't guide this as horror. It's more, I guess, thriller, science fiction, mm-hmm. With a human story. So yeah, if it's just pure horror, that's not for me. But this is, I guess, more, there's a lot of gore in this. There's a lot of killings. So if you like that sort of aspect, you'll enjoy it. But I said there's just so much more to this. And it's also the fact that I was drawn in by the Garland Boyle
Absolutely, yeah.
combo as well, and that the original film, especially the very first one, was very good. So there's a lot going on in it, and that sort of drew me in, definitely. So give this a big thumbs up.
Fantastic. All right, Wayne, what's your second recommendation this week?
Well, I've got an Apple show for you, Cameron. So
I might be.
Yes. I think I need to just put an Apple show in each week for you. But so let's go with a neo noir mystery drama. It's how it's billed. It's called Sugar. It's 8 episodes on Apple. And this is a really interesting, mysterious show. Also with a really great cast. Colin Farrell is the main star. He plays John Sugar, who's this very mysterious private detective working out of LA. And he sort of does jobs finding people, finding information. And his biggest job in this the story in this show is he's working for a very famous Hollywood producer whose granddaughter has disappeared. So his mission is to find her. And as we go along, we find him just a really fascinating character. He's a huge cinephile, so he really digs into the history of LA, watches a lot of films, and he also has a drug addiction on top of that. So he's quite a fascinating character, John Sugar. And this just really is a really well-made, as I said, more of a neo-noir classic sort of Hollywood story, really shows off all the underbelly and the highlights and lowlights of Hollywood and LA, and supported again, as I said, by a great cast, Colin Farrell, wonderful actor that he is. We also have Amy Ryan and James Cromwell, who plays the storied Hollywood producer. So fascinating show. And I'll also say there's a bit of a twist towards the end. I won't say too much, except there's a little bit of a science fiction element. I'll just say that. So
well,
it does go
right.
off into a different sphere towards the end, and Apple have renewed it for a second season.
Good
so
stuff.
If you do enjoy it, there's more to come.
Great.
That's Sugar on Apple.
Great. I have a question for you, Wayne. Is this is this Irish Colin Farrell or American Colin Farrell? What accent is it? What accent is he doing
okay,
in this one?
Oh, okay, sorry. That's a good question. I'd say he's doing an American accent.
All right,
accent.
There you go. So
yeah.
All right, fair
yeah.
enough. Well, that makes sense. He's set in LA. That's all right.
Yeah.
Looks like a really great cast, and I do like a bit of a neo-noir mystery, so I might check this one out.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
I think this one was made just for me, Wayne. I think you found this one.
Yeah,
it brought it to me.
Yeah.
As a special treat.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm always looking out for you, Cameron.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it.
That's all right.
What's your third recommendation this week?
Well, let's go with a British comedy. There's a slew of these in the last couple of years, and I think I've spoken about a few, and there's a few more to come that I've enjoyed. But let's go with Am I Being Unreasonable? This is a BBC comedy, locally available on good old SBS. There's just finished 2 seasons of this, so quite short, only 6 episodes each season, half-hour episodes. But this is a really funny show, but it's also got quite a lot of depth and emotion in it. It stars Daisy May Cooper, who's a bit of a British comedy icon of late. She plays Nick, who's stuck in a very depressing marriage. She's having an affair, and I won't say too much to give it away, but it strikes early on in the first season. There's a death, and she's grieving from that, and so trying to manage her life. Into her life comes a sort of a mysterious woman called Jen, who also has her past issues, and she's played by Celan Hisley. And Hisley and Daisy May Cooper also created this show, not just star in it, but they wrote and directed it. So that's sort of the first season is, as I said, there's a major death early on, and there's repercussions from that. And season 2 sort of carries on that story, where it's still figuring in their lives and trying to escape their past. But as I said, really, really funny, this show, but also with a bit of depth. And the other element in the show I should mention is a young actor called Lenny Rush, who has a form of dysplasia, which basically causes dwarfism. And he's fantastic as Nick's son, Ollie. He steals every scene he's in. He's got great comic timing and very funny. So he's a really great addition to the show. So that's Am I Being Unreasonable? And you can catch that locally on SBS. There's 2 reasonably short seasons on show at the moment.
Good stuff. Another diamond in the rough, I suppose, from out of SBS On Demand. So yeah, it looks
definitely
like a lovely bit of a dark comedy, Wayne. I'm guessing looks like it.
Yeah, it does, especially in the second season. It does get quite dark at times, but I do like a comedy with a bit of a dark undertone for sure.
A bit of a biting edge to it. That looks
fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Wayne, what's your last recommendation for us this week?
Yeah, well, let's go out with a new album. Been enjoying listening to this all week. It's the third album from S.G. Goodman. She is a Kentucky singer. Been around for a few years now. This is album number 3. It's called Planting by the Signs. And I guess you could call her an Americana artist, a country artist, a bit of a rock artist. There's a lot of echoes of Lucinda Williams, who seems to be a touchstone for a lot of these younger acts, like Waxahachie, S.G. Goodman, that are heavily influenced by her and regard her as a bit of a guiding light. Her vocals remind me quite a lot of Cat Power. So for me, that's quite a high compliment, as I regard Cat Power as one of the great voices of the last 20 years of sort of indie country music. So I really enjoying this album. As I said, she's from Kentucky. She actually draws on an absolute icon of Kentucky music in Bonnie Prince Billy, sings on one of her songs. So it's a great compliment to her, I think. So really enjoying it. So if you like that sort of countryish rock Americana sound, bit of a Waxahachie sound, I guess, I would recommend the new album from S.G. Goodman, and it's called Planting by the Signs.
That sounds like a lovely album, Wayne. Do you have a track you want to play us out on?
Yeah, well, let's go with the opening track, Satellite. This one really grabbed my attention for the first time. I thought this sounds going to be pretty good. So let's go with Satellite. Really lovely song from the new S.G. Goodman album.
Fantastic, Wayne. Thank you so much again for your recommendations. I think we've spoiled the choice again this week, but we've had our choices narrowed down a little bit, guided us on our merry way.
Yeah. Well, it's always great to talk to you, Cameron.
You too, Wayne. Good to have you on. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
That was Wayne Mattingham for Wayne's 4x2 on Thursday Daily. 2SE 107.3.